Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla! What is up, Saturday Nation? Hey, you want to make $10 million? You want to make $10 million? That's awesome. I'm going to teach you how to do that. Okay, exactly. Right on the Every Day Saturday podcast, which you know we never focus on money. So what's the catch? I'm going to tell you the catch. It's not that we never focus on money. It's that we don't use money as a mechanism to make ourselves feel good. We add value. You add value first, and the money always follows. It always does. 100% of the time, not 90% of the time, not 95% of the time, 100% of the time. And it's not going to be, here's the kicker, you ready for this, friend? It ain't going to be the amount that you want or you think you deserve. It's going to be directly attributed to the value you deliver in the time of your life and all those other things coming together. But when you take action and you actually step out in faith, not fear, step out in faith, not fear, you will realize that every day will be Saturday. Damn, what an intro that was. 2 minutes into the show. We haven't even gotten to the topic. So, hey, you want to make $10 million? Forget it. Get it out of your head. Wow. Holy cow. This motivational podcast took a real dark turn right there, right off the cliff. Well, not really. What do you think you'd have to do before you earn $10 million? What would you have to do? You'd have to learn how to make what? $1 million. And if you didn't know how to make $1 million, how would you ever get to 10? So if you want to make $1 million, you got to learn how to make 100 grand. All right, so I get this question a lot. I posted this. If you're on my email list, you would have got the email yesterday. If you did not get an email on April 22nd, 2019, which was a Monday, and you think you should have, you got to go back to everydayisaturday.com and put in your name and email, because you're never going to get another email from me. Somehow, some way, the interwebs, the dark workings of the interwebs took your email address out of my Infusionsoft. So you got to go back to everydayisaturday.com, put in your name and email if you did not receive my Monday motivation on April 22nd, 2019, which I send out every Monday morning. Okay, so if I lost everything, this is the question I sent out in the email yesterday, what would I do? It's a question I get when I speak on these panels. Hey, Sam, if you lost everything, how would you get it back? I think that is one of the best questions you could ever ask an entrepreneur. And if they're not blowing smoke, then it's going to be a really great answer. And if they are blowing smoke, then I've heard some of the wackiest damn answers. I mean, it made me want to just gag big time. So here's my answer to that. Okay, I would do exactly what I'm doing. Ego. No, not my ego talking. I would do. That's why I do what I do, because it's duplicatable. Anybody can copy it and go and replace their income right now. When you got a powerful message, that's all you got to do. That's the kind of the hitch, like the crack in the armor, is a powerful message. Most people don't believe they have a powerful message, or they're not clear on what it is. Have you ever had the thought that, I don't know exactly what it is that I do? Like, what do you do? If I asked you, what do you do? Well, this is what I used to say. I motivate and inspire people. Great. That'll last about an hour, and then what? Well, now I motivate and inspire and empower people to monetize their passion and make every day Saturday by doing the very thing that they love to do and providing tremendous value in the marketplace. I mean, that's a lot more clear. And then I rescue corporate slaves, or I help people take their income way higher, but really how to live a purpose-driven life without focusing on the money, because the money always follows when you add the what? The V, value. So if I wanted to replace my income, I lost everything right now. Let's say I just got taken out again. I'm going through my second bankruptcy. What would I do? Well, the first thing I would do is I would rely 100% on organic content, because I don't have any money to buy any ads. You know, I can't buy Facebook ads. I can't promote anything. So I'm going to start doing what? It rhymes with sodplasting. You're right. I would start podcasting, okay? This is free. Guys, right now, this platform on iTunes, you're listening, or Spotify, or Stitcher, or Google Play, wherever you found the show, the TuneIn app, wherever you listen, there's no charge, all right? You create the content, you put it out there, and something magical happens. People all around the world start listening. Why? Because it's out there. I can't think, and this is why I'm always dumbfounded that not everybody has a podcast. Every one of my clients does, because you have to. I make you do it, even if you don't even want to, because it gets you in the habit of working on what your message is, what do you do, how to speak, how to frame it all together, how to tell a really great story, and take advantage of all the free traffic. Free. All of it's free, guys. It's free to put it out there, and it's free traffic. So when people start listening to your podcast, what do you do? Well, 95% of the show is adding value, delivering a message. Again, you got to know what you're talking about in the sense that you can't be all over the place like a bubble on a skillet, okay? You got to have one centralized message that keeps coming back to the core components and the things that you do and who do you serve and the value that you bring, okay? Once you get that nailed down, you can go talk about anything. You can talk about grocery shopping. You can talk about banking. You can talk about mowing your lawn. It all has a message that comes back to what are your 3, 4, or 5 different core pillars of your business, what it is that you do. Just relate it all back. Like mine always comes back to booking on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. Why do you always hear me on every show? It's not annoying. I hope it's not annoying because I want to deliver. If it's a 10-minute show, 9.5 minutes are content. There's 30 seconds to say, how long does it take to say, hey, make sure you book your power call, go to launchwithsam.com. That was 5 seconds probably, okay? So if I did that 6 times, that would still only be 30 seconds. You see what I'm talking about? And I wouldn't do it 6 back-to-back. I would do it throughout the show. That's it. 5 seconds out of a 10-minute podcast. You see where I'm going? So I would have a call to action to get on my calendar. And before I ever did any of that, before I ever put the podcast out there, before I would ever start talking, I would get really clear on the problem that I solve, the solution I bring to the marketplace, and what the pain is that I'm alleviating out there. Like a big old Advil pill, all right? You're a big old Advil out there taking away pain in the marketplace. So what, maybe somebody wants to learn to play the guitar, play the piano, you know what I mean? Have a greener lawn, how to live a life of freedom, how to finally be free from all those bills and stress and the solution and the method that you've designed, you know? But Sam, I'm broke. Okay, here's another thing that you really got to get clear on. People aren't expecting you to solve their life problems, their marital problems, get them to $1 million. They just want to get unstuck, and they want to believe that there is hope through your method and your system that they can move forward. That's all you're doing on your call when you get people on your calendar. If you just listen to me, all right, press those earbuds together in your ear so they're almost touching without doing too much damage, all right? You got to hear this, okay? When you follow my system. I'm literally giving you this for free right now. And you see it every day. You listen to my podcast. You know exactly what I do. I create audio content every single day, just about. Almost every day. I mean, even if I don't do one every day, I do 2 in a day. So it equals out to 7 in a week. All right. Why do I do that after 15 years? And how do I even keep coming up with content to talk about? It's simple because I'm not in business. Okay, I am not in business. You are not in business until the business is in you. You're not in business until the business is in you. I got news for you. That if you're in this for the money, you will never be satisfied ever. I could hand you $1 million and you'd still be miserable. Impossible. No, you'll be broke right away because you don't even know how to use that money. Either you'll go out and book vacations or you'll pay your bills way in advance by 6 to 8 months and you'll have no money left. You don't understand the power of leverage of money, still utilizing credit. People do it all wrong. They don't understand how to leverage money, okay? It's a whole other topic. But what I'm saying is until you get conditioned to making $100, $1,000, using that money, there's a really great scripture, the parable of the 10 talents. You really should Google that. About the man who buried his talents. Talents back in those days were equivalent to money now, gold. You know, burying that and not putting it back into use compared to the person who got 5 talents and turned it into 10, you know, and didn't bury it, reinvested it and made it work. Guys, this is not about living a scared lifestyle where you get paid 10 grand and you go put it on your mattress. Give your 30% to the government, whatever it is, tithe your 10% to your church. What's left, you reinvest. Take care of your family, all that good stuff. All right. Anytime. This is what I do. Now, this is just what I do. Look, first of all, let me just say, you don't have to copy anything I do, but I'm giving you a plan to use if you're broke, or not even if you're broke. You want to build out your business. Hell, if you're making $1 million a year, this is even better because now you don't have the pressure. You got to go and pay for groceries this month. You can actually take this and go build it out yourself. But listen to me. All right. You need to be reinvesting. When I get money in, let's say somebody signs up for 50 grand worth of coaching. $5,000 goes to God. That's my Christian faith. $5,000 goes to God, which means it goes to my church, but because that's where I am fed every Sunday. All right. $45,000 is left over. 30% goes in a special account. That's $15,000. That's federal taxes off the top. Okay. So 15, five, I'm down 50. I'm left with $30,000. What do I do with $30,000? Well, bills get paid. All right. People get paid on my team, project manager, software, whatever it is. All right. So I might be left with what it is, whatever, 15, 18 grand. That gets reinvested in the business. All right. It gets reinvested if I do advertising or I'm paying for products that I've purchased in the past that I put on a credit card. That's get paid off. There's so many credit card offers out there. You could do the 0%, same as cash. You can use companies like Cabbage and go apply there and get funding. There's money, literally everywhere. You just don't be stupid with it and go put $20,000 on a credit card that you know is not invested wisely, that isn't going to give you any kind of ROI. If I ever put anything on a credit card, it's because I need it to run my business and I know I'm going to get paid back within 60 days. I just know I am, okay? So, or if I pay developers to build something out. Now, the one thing I will say, remember, I keep using this story. I put $30,000 into a membership last year and blew it. I might as well have thrown my wallet in a fireplace. I never got any of it back. Hey, you're also going to make mistakes, but you know what? It probably saved me $300,000 and a bunch of headache. So I that's the way I look at something. You never win, you never lose. You either win or you learn. So don't look back at that $10,000 you lost, that $5,000, that $50,000. Oh my God, I could win. That's gone. Why would you ever trip over your past? I've done it. Hand in the air, baby. I've done it. I've obsessed over it. I've lost sleep over it. I couldn't eat over it. But you got to let it go. It will gnaw at you. It's the enemy wanting to trip you up. And hey, remember that $10,000 you put out and you didn't make it back? Don't worry about it. It's gone. Do what I do. Create organic content. Now, if you want to do a podcast, do a podcast. Facebook Lives are great. Get a business page, not a group. Get a business page. Create it. Put Facebook Lives out there. That organic content, Facebook will love you. Why would they love you? Because you're keeping people on their platform. They will go recruit people to come see your Facebook Live videos on there. Tell all your friends and your family on your share the live videos in your group and on your personal page, wherever you have a Facebook account. Just make sure you're doing it on your business page, because for free, again, Facebook gives you insights of how many people watched your video, how many looked at it for 3 seconds, 10 seconds, 30 seconds. Then when you have a couple bucks, you can build an advertising campaign just targeting those people who viewed your video more than 3 seconds. All right. But originally you get that organic traffic always with a call to action to get on your calendar or wherever you want to send them. You send them to a landing page. But if you got to make money in 30 days, I'm putting them on a calendar so I can sell them coaching and consulting. What do you sell them? Well, that's the whole thing. You got to know what you're coaching and consulting about. You got to know what your message is. And that's really the main ingredient. And that's where I come in, quite honestly. You know, when I tell people to work with me one-on-one, it's never because I don't think they know how to drive traffic or do that. I think I have yet to see anybody who I've worked with who's got their message 100% tight. And, or if they did, why would they ever come to me? You know what I mean? And I see a lot of people out there who think they've got a tight message, like that whole, I want to go inspire the world. You're going to go broke trying to do that, all right? I help people be free. Well, you're going to go broke because that's way too general. It doesn't solve a specific problem. So when I tell people, hey, go to launchwithsam.com, go to launchwithsam.com. You could even go there if you wanted to be a speaker. You want to start speaking from stage. I always get people on the calendar so I can just at least hear what their pain point is. And if you've booked your call, you've heard me say, if we're not working together right now, hey, I can't help you. This timing isn't right. You either don't have the finances to get started, you're way too distracted, you got too much going on, or I'm simply not an expert in that area, so I can't help you. I do that more often than I actually bring on clients. So you got to be honest. If you have honesty, that's even better, because then everybody wins. Client gets a free 30-minute call. They love you for it. They continue to listen to your content and consume it. And down the road, when they need you, they'll reach out to you. And you have not brought on a client that you can't help, and it's going to aggravate the crap out of you and them, all right? Organic content. One more place I would put it, YouTube. Now, what you can do, because YouTube is just so powerful, what you can do, you take your Facebook Live, you download the video, and you put it on YouTube. Simple. Easy peasy. You strip the audio out of the Facebook Live and the YouTube video, and you put it on your podcast. Easy. Super simple. You've recorded one piece of content, a 10-minute video. You use the audio on iTunes and Spotify, every place you got your podcast, and you use the video on Facebook Live and YouTube. That's what I would do. And in 30 days, you're going to have your first client. That client might pay you $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. You don't know. Now, you got to get your head on straight. You got to believe that you're worth that. You got to believe that the message that you have out there is solid. If you don't believe that, then what do you think I'm going to tell you right now to do? Get on my calendar. Let me help you with that. Go to launchwithsam.com. That's what I would do if I lost everything. And within 30 days, I just know because I have faith. I just know that I would be able to do what I just described to you. Because why? Nobody else is really doing that in the marketplace. They're all doing an automated webinar and doing group coaching, which is fine. But are you really going to get somebody there faster by having them watch a webinar? Because you know what, as well as I do, webinars are designed to give you just enough content, get you just excited enough, but not solve any problems. If they did, then why would you ever hire the person who did the webinar? See what I mean? Or buy their product. So I want to get people on the phone. I want to get them started, and I want to work with them one-on-one because the results are ridiculous. I mean, they're like 8 billion times better, and they get there faster. All right? And that's what my clients are experiencing because I love them, and I love their mission. So I hope that helps. I really do. I hope that gives you the confidence and really does inspire you to at least take action to get moving towards your dream. Regardless of where you are financially, that model I just shared with you will work 100% of the time. If you do. All right, let's get it, guys. You ready? Hey, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.